Golf's best players have gathered for the fourth and final time of the year, this time for the PGA Championship, being played starting today on the longest golf course in the history of major championship golf. That's just one of the storylines for the week, and commentator John Feinstein joins me now to discuss all of them. Good morning, John.
Morning, Renee.
So tell me about this golf course. Longest ever?
Longest ever in a major championship, more than 7,500 yards. And just by comparison, the U.S. Open, which was played at Shinnecock this year on Long Island, that golf course is less than 7,000 yards. So that's a big difference. Now, longer doesn't always mean harder. But what the PGA of America, which runs the PGA, is trying to do is find new golf courses. And Whistling Straits, somewhere in the middle of Wisconsin, I think the driving directions say drive to the end of the earth, turn left, and keep driving for a while, is a new golf course. It's gotten rave reviews, but it will certainly be an advantage for the longer hitters because of its length.
And so it would be an advantage for Tiger Woods, for one.
It should be. Now, he's got to hit the ball in the fairway, which has been his big problem during this slump, quote-unquote, the last 2 years when he's not won a major title. If he can find the fairway, then he can use his length to take advantage of the golf course. But if he can't find the fairway, it doesn't matter, as with anybody else. But this is going to be a golf tournament won by someone who hits the ball a long way.
Let's talk about Tiger Woods' slump or the implications. Can he still win a sixth straight Player of the Year award?
Oh, he can, but only if he wins this week. This is the last major championship of the year. After this, the tournaments don't matter that much. If he goes without a major victory this year, as he did last year, then Phil Mickelson or Ernie Els, if he were to win this week, or Vijay Singh are going to replace him as Player of the Year. If he wins the PGA and has one major, along with Mickelson, then it will be between the two of them probably during those fall events.
This tournament tends to produce relative unknowns as winners,
right,
more than any other of the majors. Now, why is that?
I think it's because it's in the middle of August. It's the last of the four majors. Everybody's a little tired from the summer. They've played two majors in the last 10 weeks. This will be their third. Last year, Sean McKeel, who never won a tournament, much less a major on the PGA Tour, won. Rich Beam 2 years ago. A lot of unknowns. John Daly first announced his presence in golf at the 1991 PGA. So it's good in a sense that someone is probably going to show up who we're not talking about. But the big names do win. Jack Nicklaus won the PGA five times. Tiger's won it twice. So there's a nice balance in there in this last major.
John, the other big sports story of the week is the selection of the U.S. Ryder Cup team for next month's matches against Europe.
Absolutely. And we will know Sunday night who the 10 players are who qualify for the team. And then Monday morning, the U.S. captain, Hal Sutton, will announce his two captains' picks. And the usual suspects, Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, Davis Love, are already on the team. The great story, though, might be Jay Haas, who at 50 has a chance to make the team. He's in 10th place going into the PGA. And he would be the oldest man in history to qualify for a U.S. Ryder Cup team based on points. And if he does it, that's a terrific story in itself.
John, nice talking to you.
Thanks, Renee.
Comments of John Feinstein, whose latest book is Caddy for Life, The Bruce Edwards Story.